Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the Double D's of Dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Welcome everybody to the Down and Dirty, the place where we break down barriers and dive deep into topics that matter to you. Self-care for men. Why does it matter and how can it transform your life? And here's practical tips to integrate into your daily routine. So let's dive in today. Why self-care is essential for men? This is a question that often gets turned around, like self-care is just bubble baths and face masks and men don't do that, or some do and don't really talk about it. Well, it's so much more than that, guys. It is your physical, your emotional resilience, and your mental health. And so if you think about self-care, right, it can mean so many things. Let's start with mental health. Men are less likely to search out for help when it comes to mental health issues. And yet they're significantly impacted by the consequences of neglecting their mental wellness. And there's such a stigma around if men go see a therapist or a counselor or any support group that they're weak, that they can't handle it. Men are supposed to be strong and tough. And you know what, guys? Men and women, men are just as likely to have mental issues. And sometimes it's even more dramatic with them because there's such a stigma around being strong that they have to always be the rock in a relationship or the person that can never break down and show emotion. And this is where we have neglected men. We have not given them the space to feel safe and to feel heard and without being judged or without saying cruel things to them like, oh, they're weak or you're too feminine or even you're a pussy. Like, no, that is so wrong. That's why suicide rates are higher. That is why domestic abuse is higher, because men keep dealing with things and they keep piling it on. And there's no outlet for that. And so at the end of the day, they feel like shit. They feel like they're weak. And so they might as well take their own life or they might as well become addicted to drugs or alcohol. And in return, I'm going to take out my anger on whoever is next to me. It's a real problem. And I want you all to know, men, you are not weak for seeking out help. Please, this is a strength. Vulnerability is a strength and it should be seen as such. And it's really important that us women acknowledge that when a man comes to us and maybe asks for our help, that this is him taking ownership for his mental well-being and that it's okay. And everybody deserves to be mentally happy, mentally well. So it's not just all bubble baths and face masks. Listen to your mental well-being. If that's even just getting more sleep so that you're not so grumpy, even if it's like taking an extra long walk or whatever that looks like for you so that you can get in a space that you can even think, even be with a support group I know there's so many men's support groups out there nowadays, and I'm so grateful for this movement. There's quite a few people that have been on this show in the past, and you can look at past episodes. There's a lot of podcasts that you can go back and look in my library and where they deal and talk about the support that men really truly need. And it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. The other form of self-care is physical health. Physical health can mean so many things, right? We want to take care of our bodies. If you don't have physical health, you have nothing. You can be the richest in the world. You can have everything in life. But if you're not physically healthy, then life is truly non-existent. And there's so many ways that you can be at your optimum physical health. One of them is clearly to work out, to move your body. And it doesn't have to look like, you don't have to be a gym rat. You can play tennis or racquetball, or it could be team sports, volleyball, basketball, football, or it could just be you taking walks or runs or biking. But it's not only to look good, but to feel good, but it's to maintain. As we get older, health is very important, and keeping all of the levels where they need to be. And it's really important that you also get physicals, maintain those, go to see your doctor, make sure that you have your yearly physicals. And as we age, there's more and more tests that we need to do every year. And that's okay. It's just what we do when we get older. So please seek out your doctors to make sure that not only you're healthy, but you know where you're at with your health. That's very important. Another one is emotional strength. Emotional care helps you process emotions more effectively, leading to better relationships and a more fulfilling life. You know, emotional strength is being aware of your feelings and knowing how to deal with those. Maybe it's journaling. Maybe, again, it's another support group. Maybe it's talking to your significant other and really have these in-depth conversations so that you're heard and you're listened to. And truly, those are the three pillars. You can even say the soul goes in there with emotional strength, but mentally, physically, soul, and emotional strength. And you may reach out to, if you're a religious person, your, I don't know, rabbi or pastor or priest, to have those conversations as well. That is a holistic approach to self-care. And we all deserve it, and we all need to do it. It's non-negotiable. Because if you come up short in any of these areas, you're not going to be fulfilled. You're not going to have the ability to give back in any relationship, whether it be personal, family, business. You will come up short in some way or another. It will come up in anger or some kind of unbalanced part of your life. And then that's where you're not feeling taken care of, because you need to take care of yourself. We all need to take care of ourselves. You know, there's this myth about self-care that it's not masculine, and that's completely wrong, and it's harmful, right? And I think I talked about it just a little bit now. It's like there's this perception that masculine men have to be a certain way, and, you know, they're bros and they can't show emotion and they can't show weakness. That's just feeding into the cycle that we have that we're trying to break free of in society. These beautiful men that I've had on my show, these doctors, these therapists, these guys that have just started these groups to where we're redesigning masculinity and what that means, because the old way does not work. The old way is wrong. And when we keep feeding into these myths, then that's when it's harmful. Masculinity is strength, and strength comes from being vulnerable and taking care of yourself. Caring for yourself doesn't diminish your strength, it amplifies it. Let's bust that myth and let's change the narrative. It's the only way that we're going to change relationships, if we change the narrative. Now that we understand the why, let's talk about the how. And here are five actionable steps that you can take, self-care tips that I'm going to share with you today. And there's so many more. Please just know that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I just want you to get out of the idea that it's bubble baths and masks and spa days, and that it's truly holistic in the emotional, physical, and spiritual and emotional strength. So physical activity, we talked about that, but whether it's hitting the gym, going for a run, practicing yoga, find an activity that gets you moving and stick with it. It truly is going to benefit you in so many ways. You know, I talked in another episode I did a long time ago about how for me, when I work out, that it helps my mental health every day. And I know that there is some correlation, right? I know that it gets rid of the brain fog for me. I'm able to focus and I'm really able to get creative in my job and my career. And it just helps me feel better and lighter and happier. So find what works for you. And if you don't know, get out there and try some fun new things. That's the beauty of life. When you see the opportunities, when you see the optimism and take each action step as a positive thing in your life, then you will get so much more out of it. So go start exploring, guys. And the next one would be mindfulness and meditation. And so being mindful in all aspects of your life, it can be what you put in your body, how you do an activity, what you say, how you come across. So just being mindful of who you are and how you want to come across in this world. Meditate. Meditate can just take a couple minutes out of your day in the morning or the evening, and it can really de-stress you, can help you just be calm, and it can help you be present. Since I've started to meditate, it does all of those things for me. You know, we still have those stressors every day in life, work and family and stuff that just happens, right? Shit that just happens. But if we are in a more calm place and if we are present, then we're able to deal with those stressors much better. Just a few minutes a day, like I said, can literally reduce your stress and improve clarity. Eating healthy. Nutrition is huge. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you how to eat because the way I eat may not be the way you want to eat, but just eat whole, healthy foods. And I always say eat more fruits and vegetables and eat more plants. You know, it's not only beneficial for our environment, but it's beneficial for the animals and our health. So like I said, if you're a straight meat eater, don't take this as an offense. You do you. But just eat less processed food. When you go out, just be aware of eating better, a balanced diet, and you will physically and mentally feel better from that as well. Now start focusing on some of your hobbies and interests. Or if you don't have any, get out there and start trying things. Maybe something you always wanted to try, but you were in a relationship and she didn't like camping, and maybe you want to go camping. Maybe it's learning archery. There's so many things in this world, just like we have this beautiful abundance in this world. So start exploring. Invest the time, right? Because when you invest time in activities that you love, so once you find that out, it's a great way to not only relieve stress, but you invest in your happiness. And that is self-care. Being happy from the things that you choose that and you get to do. You're not on anybody else's schedule. You're not doing things that anybody else wants to do. You're doing the things that you love. That is really important. Self-care is self-love. And another one is please seek support. Whether it's talking to a friend, joining a support group, consulting a therapist, get the things off of your chest, because that is one of the biggest forms of self-care that we can do. And know this again. I'm going to say it again and again and again. That is being strong. You are owning that you need support and help. Everyone needs support and help. We're human. We are not robots. We can't do it all ourselves. The impact of self-care on relationships, right? Self-care doesn't just benefit you. It positively impacts your relationships, your significant other, your children, your brothers and sisters, your parents, your boss, your coworkers, potential dates that you're on. By taking care of your well-being, you're better equipped to engage with others. You can offer support. You can build stronger connections because your cup is full. I always heard that, you know, it's like on the airplane when the mask comes down and the pilot says, make sure you put the mask on before you put it on your child. This is the same type of analogy. When you fill up and you've given yourself what you need to be a whole better person, then you can give back to someone else. But if you're empty, you can't give on an empty tank. So as I wrap up this conversation about self-care, self-care is not selfish. It's essential. It is the foundation upon which a fulfilling life is built, affecting everything from your health to your relationships. So gentlemen, it's time to prioritize yourself because if you do, everyone benefits. Thank you for joining me on this episode. And if this inspired you, please share it with someone who needs to hear this message. Until next time, take care of yourself and take care of others. Bye. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and/or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, CelesteMoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.